we are going to be talking about today. So thank you. Sorry about that. I didn't realize that I was on mute. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. Saturday, 21st of July, 2018. We're glad that you decided to join us. It's 6 minutes after 8 Central Standard Time, 6 minutes after 9 p.m. Western Australia, and 106 in Europe and the GMT areas and parts of the world. And we are so glad that you decided to join us today. Today we're discussing and we're sharing issues on empowering the African diaspora community with financial education. And our guest is Cosette Oliver. She's Senior Marketing Director at World Finance Group. Cosette, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pastor Nathan.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Africans, everybody has got a story to tell. And we make strides. We try to improve our livelihood in whichever countries that we make as our second home. Cosette, you have a story to tell. You took a journey from Ivory Coast like any other person. And tell us about your journey from Ivory Coast to the U.S., whatever you can share.
Well, my name is Cosette Oliver. I'm from Ivory Coast. And I came here at a younger age, at the age of 20. And I've been in this country for almost, 18 years now. And it's been a blessing in this country. We all came here to look for better life. As I came here, I decided I wanted to do something that would improve my life and also improve the life of my children and my community and my family back home. With that being said, I put myself in the business for closings and hairstylists. But today, I am currently in a financial education program that helps educate our community, our family, and also it helps us in the way that we can understand what we are seeking for in this country. Financial education is needed in our community. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, it's true. You are very right. Financial education is very much needed in our community. Now, Cosette, interesting, my family and your family, we know each other. We are friends. We've been in this country together for a long time. I want us I didn't even know that you went into clothing. Can you talk about what you did with that clothing business?
I operated a clothing for men's clothing, mm-hmm. and ladies' clothing for 7 to 8 years. It was really wonderful.
Okay.
And also, I operated in the hair salon totally yearly in business was 14 years. I did pretty good in the business. I went from one store to 6 of the store. I was really, really independent, and business was great. But until one day I have a bad accident that put a financial burden in my life and the life of the future of my children. So with that being going through, I experienced a lot of downfall because I was not financially prepared in the way that I thought I was. Money was not an issue at that evening because business was booming on my end. But how to be protected? What can happen in the event I'm disabled and I cannot walk? What are the measures
right.
that need to be taken? What can support me in the event I cannot walk for a long time period? So those things was lacking in my mind, and it pushed me to go and get more education in the financials. So I went to Dallas Baptist University, graduated in finance, but what I was seeking for did not give me the result of what I was looking for. I got an education in finance that teach me how to to work for corporate. But what I was looking for is how to be prepared financially for my family and for myself in the event of those unforeseen situations comes in. So with that being said, I went through a lot of ups and downs until I find the company that I'm representing today, World System Builder and World Financial Group, that gave me what I was needed, which is the education to understand really how money works.
Excellent. Yeah, go ahead.
And also, I was able to learn, plan my financial goals for the future in the event of unforeseen situation comes in or disability comes in. So we were going to talk a lot about that.
Excellent. And that is, we wanted to you to tell your story and also to share the some of the things that have the opportunities that World Finance Group, which is the company you represent, is able to offer. And, you know, something interesting that I always remember, Cosette, about you is that for those listening, Dr. Patrick and Rajesh, we all know Ivory Coast is a French-speaking country. You could barely speak English when you came to this country, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes. English was like, language number 4 for me. It was hard, but today I can say I'm pretty good on what I'm saying. I mean, everybody can understand what I'm saying. I hope so. So it was a challenge, but I overcome it.
Excellent. Dr. Patrick, here is a lady who could barely speak a word in English. Look at where she is today.
She's doing exceptionally well. A lot of us born in America can barely speak English.
That's true. I also wanted to share with you that, you know, as we talking about the African...
Can I ask the sister a question?
Yes, go ahead, Dr. Pat. We're having a conversation. Go ahead.
The question is, what do you prefer, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast?
For me, the name is just a name. So either they call it Ivory Coast or Cote d'Ivoire, it really identify one country, which is located in the western of Africa. That's all. So preference-wise, it's not a big deal.
Okay. Thank you.
That's an interesting one. Go ahead, because you were about to say something.
Yes. I was also, as we're talking about the African community, educating the African community, I do have one of my partner, Mr. Mengistu Kebede, he's from Ethiopia, and I wanted to introduce him also to our conversation. He's here with me on today's conference, so we can all know that it's not only for my Ivory Coast, but also it's for the every part of Africa. I mean, Pastor Nathan is from Zambia, and then we got Ivory Coast, now I'm back to Ethiopia, so we can know it is for the whole Africa. So I'm sure
it's for the whole Africa, and Uncle Daniel here is from Luapula, which is also another country in Africa.
Awesome. Right. So I'm introducing you to Mr. Mengistu.
Oh, Mr. Mengistu is here. Good morning, Brother Mengistu. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm glad I'm here today with you, my African brothers and sisters.
Excellent. So let's get into this, because I know we are going to reach a point. I know Dr. Patrick and everybody who has called in is going to have a lot of questions. So, Brother Mengistu, what is World Finance Group about? Tell our listeners about it.
World Financial Group is a brokerage company in the financial industry. Like today, the financial industry is becoming like Uber and Amazon, you know, where the company is bringing lots of financial professionals together, give them training, and help appointed by product providers. So we are distributing financial products to the consumers. So World Financial Group is a brokerage company that helps to revolutionize the financial industry. Our mission is to build and protect wealth for families. We want to help people move from financial insecurity to financial independence. Our vision is to build a new industry with 1 million business associates worldwide and revolutionize the financial service industry to help resolve the consumer's dilemma, lack of understanding, planning, and support.
Excellent. So how does this work, Brother Mengistu? How does one get involved? For example, Cosette, you're doing a business, and you still, I know you still do your hair business, Hair Building by Marie. So help our listeners understand how this works. How do they get involved? How do they make money? Because that's what it's about. It's about making money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me say something about myself. I came to the United States 10 years ago.
Okay.
Before that, I was in Kenya, and I did my first degree from Ethiopia and my second degree from Uganda. Then I was working in United Nations in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get the opportunity to come to this country, I was. It was my degree was not make any sense here because all of you have to go through another education to be professional in America, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So I went straight to a gas station business. So I was running my own gas station for the last 7 years.
Mm.
Then one of my customers approached me to come and get this, look at it, this opportunity with World Financial Group. So okay, I say I went there and I get the information, the presentation. Then it was information that helps to my family. As Cosette mentioned earlier, preparing for your financial future, you know. So when I was running gas station, I don't know what's going to happen with me. A lot of people, they've been killed and died in a gas station, you know, as in the history, if you think about that. So I say, if somebody come and kill me in here, there is nothing for my family. I have two kids and my wife, you know. So I did the proper protection for my family. That's my life insurance. Then I went ahead, and this thing is something we have to educate for our community, you know?
Yes.
So always what's happening, something happened in our community. We raise money for a funeral, we do that, we do this. But the simple reason that is because of lack of understanding, people, they are not prepared for their unfortunate incidents. Now, I came in, I took all the education, the training, then I got my license from the state of Texas to do the business as a part-time, just educating families and give them a better financial future solutions, you know. Then I did it for 6 months. Yeah, I did it for 6 months as a part-time. When I see that one thing, I'm helping the community. Another thing, I'm helping my family. And this thing is a profession too, so... So I say there is nothing I have to stick with a gas station if there is a better income or better, you know, service and helping the community. I just started full-time a year ago with this company.
Okay.
And I sold my gas station. Came full-time. Uh-huh.
Yeah, go ahead. You sold your gas station? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I came full-time. Right now, we have a lot of community members. Part of my team, we are making a huge difference in Ethiopian and Eritrean community by educating families and just help them to prepare for their financial future. And we're traveling across, you know, North America in every state. We educate them so people, in case if they die, what do they have to the family? If they sick, what do they have for themselves to pay their bills? These are some things we have to, you know, we have to take it serious and get advantage of the system. because Americans, the only way that they transfer wealth to their next generation is having because financial plan for their future. You know, we don't have anything.
That's very true.
We don't have anything. Yes. So as an African,
now,
we need to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Brother Mengistu, Cosette, I'm looking at your website here. Either of you, one of you can respond to this. There are two things here which I see here. By helping you reach your personal financial goals for yourself and your family, there are business people here listening. The second one says by helping you build a rewarding business as a financial professional. Let me start with the other one. Maybe Cosette, you can explain this. By helping you reach your personal financial goals for yourself and your family. So how do you help people attain that goal?
Well, what we do is, first, you have to understand what you are doing. If you don't understand it, you cannot really make a right decision. And sometimes people make decisions and then later they are like, oh, you know what, I don't think I need it. Meanwhile, they need it. So on this part, when you come in, we go in detail. We have a workshop and we share with you how to prepare in the event that you are disabled. How can you pay off your debt? If you have a credit card, we all know that it's easy to get on a debt in America. Everything you do, they say, let's check your credit, which means they want you to see, they want to see how fast you pay your debt. In order for you to have credit, you have to have a debt. How do you maintain with your credit without owing so much outside? We teach you the debt management process. So we teach you about debt management so you can understand that if I'm taking this amount today, how can I pay first? What can impact my finance? Into debt, there's something built called interest rate that I call it personal as a money eater. Interest rate will eat your money if you don't understand. How do I put my children in the proper college? How do I protect my children? If I'm disabled, how will I be able to get some maintain my income so I can take care of my bills and take care of my children? How do I put them in the Ivy League school without saying that you are making too much money so you cannot qualify for this program? There are programs, there are so many opportunities outside that into this company is available to all the members and all the associates, all the partners, that you can get in and put your children into any school you want to, regardless of your income. We do have programs that teach you how to pay your debt soon, how to protect your children when they are playing football and soccer in the event they are sick. If you have to take time and watch over your child, what can happen? Your incomes get attacked because you are not able to work at the time you are taking care of your children. So therefore, many companies will offer you a short term that you can take off for family leave. But at the event, your income can be reduced, or at certain time your income can be stopped. How do you overcome those situations? So all these things, and then if you are making money on the business you are making, how do I keep the money that I make? How do I protect the money that I have? So all those education is out there, and we provide those ones for free.
So okay, how does somebody – go ahead, Mr. Mengistu.
Okay. How we can prepare families to be, you know, financially independent? The whole thing is we are working hard throughout our lives, but most of us, we retire poor, right? Because of lack of financial plan, lack of understanding. Today in America, there are only three ways to retire. The first retirement plan we have is company pension. Company pension is now dying because, and it's only if you work with the federal government, you get that benefit. And the other retirement plan is Social Security. Social Security is going to be depleted or broke within 2034. That's what it says. So what do we have for our future? If unless we prepare from now, how are we going to retire? The only retirement we have is personal saving, our own personal saving. How are people saving today? How much are they saving? Are they saving or they are spending? Right now in America, the only crisis we have is a spending crisis. People, they spend the money even they don't have. They use credit cards for everything. So for us to have a better financial future, we must start saving from today. If you work 8 hours, we advise people, we educate people, at least they have to save 1 hour for their future. Because America is moving from Social Security to Health Security. So as a community, as an African, we have to educate every single family to have proper planning for their future ahead of time. You know, if we don't have that financial plan, we have to be in problems. What do you have now in the next 10 years, 20 years, if the Social Security benefit $200, $300, what is going to do for you? Is the living cost is going up or down? It's going up every time. So we have to prepare. That's why we have workshops, free workshop, increasing cash flow and debt management. For us to start saving, we have to make more money or we have to cut our expenses, right?
That's right.
Yes. Then
so,
we have to build a... go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Vijay, before I let the others ask their question here. I know Dr. Patrick is tapping his feet right now.
Okay. Yes. Then after you increase your cash flow or you cut your expenses, then you are on the way to build a strong financial foundation. That's how. Everything has a formula. So we have to understand really how money works. We have to understand really how our financial future is planned accordingly. You know? Then once you build a strong financial foundation, you have to, now you are on the way to build wealth and you are on the way to accumulate assets. So the fastest way to asset accumulation in this country is having proper protection. You know? That means life insurance, one of it. Then you have to plan for your retirement and preserve your wealth. So these are the financial workshops we give twice a week and sometimes monthly or quarterly for our community. So we're going to talk about that as we move forward. Any questions, sir?
I wanted to add something quickly, Mr. Nathan. I just want to say that with everything that Mr. Mengusu just said, we all know that we are in one of the wealthier countries. Am I correct?
That's true.
And the only thing is, it's very, very ironic that we live in one of the wealthier countries in the world, which is the United States of America, but many people have money problems. We work hard all our lives, but at the end, people retire poor. We are raising our children, support them on all the game, put them in the best school. But at the end, we see them get out of college with a lot of debt, student loans. It's like everything that we do, we have to have that debt. So this is like debt become the way of our life. How can we overcome that? How can we overcome? If we work hard, we work hard to pay bills. And then when you have a little bit, you put it on the saving. And then we Africans that have extended families, when an emergency comes, they call you from home or here in America, what do? You step in, you transfer from your savings, and then you send it, and it's gone. What happens when a large one comes that you cannot cover it all? What does it do to your finance? What does it do to your children's education? What does it do to your home, your bills, your rent? So all this education, the workshop that we have, it breaks down everything to teach people to learn it and do it themselves. Today is like we back in the day, when you're traveling, you go to the travel agent and you book your ticket. Now today, everybody get online, book their ticket. you want to buy stuff, you don't have to go all the time to Walmart, but you get on Amazon, you order, it's delivered to your door. So people are now getting used to do things on their own. What we try to bring out here is for people to come and get the education, know and understand what they are getting, and then do it themselves. You want to put your children to get to learn it inside out so you can do it yourself, where to take it, what is this school is giving, how much you take it, what are the roads, who do I need to contact, which company or which school gives the best grants. You can get in to learn all that. You can also, if you're looking to protect, invest the money that you have. You're working so hard. When you keep spending, you don't have nothing to do. You don't have nothing for yourself. We work 8 hours a day in America. My question today to our community, how many minutes or hours do they keep for themselves? How many do you keep for yourself? We teach people here that you can set aside 5, 10%, 15% of your time or your income to prepare for the future. Because future is about time. You come here 1 year, later you realize you've been here 10 years and then 20 years, and then you look back on and you say, I've worked so hard, but I don't see nothing. How can we prepare for that?
So. That's good. So how do we prepare for that? So you both live in the Dallas, what we call Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area or area. There's supposed to be a financial information session coming up. Cosette, when is that and what's the venue?
It's going to be, we have a live education program that is entirely free, will be available. Right now, the date is August the 11th, from 5 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a 4-hour time, but guests arrive around 5, and we kind of close the session around 8, so we can have the extra hour for Q&A, which is question and answers.
All right. So, somebody, this is, you are both speaking, I'm trying to communicate this to, for example, my friend Titus doesn't live in Dallas, he's in Minnesota, Dr. Patrick here doesn't live, he's in the Carolinas. We have friends who have called in here or who are listening from Atlanta, all those areas. My friend here lives in Pennsylvania. So somebody who's not in the Dallas area and wants to connect with this information, what do they do, Mr. Mengistu? What do they do?
Excellent question. Actually, I just came back from Atlanta. I've been there about 40 days because we have a huge activity in Atlanta. We had a big workshop one of the hotels. And we're doing this thing aggressively to reach our community as fast as possible. And in Minnesota, we have our office too. And we have offices everywhere in the United States. But we have to connect one another and see how we can get together and start doing this mission. Because this financial education is so important. This is one thing we
it's
are looking
important.
At in Africa.
Is there a website where Titus can go to find the Minnesota office?
Yes. He can write this on World System Builder.
World Link System?
World System Builder.
World System Builder.
Or give them this number, 214-463-9031. We can talk and find an office in everywhere, so we can give them the right address. Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that is interesting. I don't know whether that's the way, Dr. Patrick, you wanted to raise some questions here. Priscilla and all those that have called in, Titus, my friend, whom I'm mentioning from Minnesota, and I believe this is Carol. Anyone who has a question here for Cosette and Mr. Mengistu, please go ahead, because they've actually sort of thrown a lot of things at us and would like to understand how this works and what's going on.
Yes, I have a question. Are your workshops based on building wealth or becoming rich? And I differentiate the two by saying, when you build wealth, you're making your money work for you. And if you're just working to become rich, you're working to make money. And I just wanted to know, what type of workshops do you give, and what principles are they based on?
Actually, we are helping people, families, to build wealth, not to be rich. So building wealth is understanding how money works, because we work for money. Most of us, we have lack of understanding how to build wealth, because most of the time put hours to make money and get a living. But we here, we are helping people to build wealth. Their money work for them. Where is the best place to put your money, and the money work for you as you work for yourself at the other side? So that's the concept we're trying to educate families.
And I want to add to that question that building wealth is very important than just getting rich. Because if you get rich and then you want to make the money and you don't protect that money, like I said, with one unforeseen event, you will lose it all. And it did happen to me when I have my car accident. When somebody hit me, for 9 months, I was disabled. And I could not walk, I could not do anything. Through my disability time, where I was going through my surgery and so, I have to continue paying my rent. I have to continue paying my 20 workers' hourly wage. So that time I was getting rich because I was working for the money, but I was not building the wealth because there was nothing that was planned for the long-term period. For 9 months, with that being at my business, it cost me a lot of money, because when you don't show up, when you don't be there. So therefore, I was losing a lot, and I did lose a lot. I lost a lot of my businesses. But today, I understand the difference between both, because building wealth allows you to stock something that you put on the side that can grow. So we all say money doesn't go on the tree, but there is a system in America here that can grow your money. And that's what we follow on. You can put $10, $20, $100, $200, $300, $500, whatever you're comfortable to put on the side. With the time and also the compound time and interest, it can grow your money. In the event you need it, then that money step in and help you.
Outstanding. Definitely. One more question has to do with, do you include realty investment? Or do you discuss it?
Realty investment?
Yes.
No. The company is trying to bring real estate in our platform, but it's not yet finalized. But they are working to bring real estate in one of us a platform. So we have about six platforms. Number one is insurance. Number two is investment. Number three is education. Number four is health. Number five is estate planning. Number six is taxes. And number five is real estate. The company is working on it to incorporate real estate.
Okay, excellent. If you can dovetail, realty and taxes, you'd find a great deal of wealth potential in that.
We do have taxes, and then we do have will and trust.
I'm thinking about ownership, investment. In addition to trust and wills.
Ownership investment?
Yeah. Yes. Realty investment ownership, not specifically with respect to trusts and wills.
Oh, what does it mean? Trust and wills means we just help people to have their own will and trust for their wealth or for their properties. For their, this is one of the service we provide for our community. You know, because without having a proper planning for your assets, it might be unprotected for your next generation. The ownership part. Here, we all work as an independent contractor with the company. They have the platform, mm-hmm. is you come in, you be part of the company, get all the information, all the training free, get your license from the state wherever you live in, then be part of the campaign as an independent contractor, and you help families and help yourself at the same time.
Excellent, excellent. All right, before somebody else also asks a question, Cosette, you've given the date and the time. What is the venue of the live session event, the financial information session?
It will be in August the 11th. Right now, the venue is going to be at the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Dallas. I will get the address information. Let me put it up for you guys.
Okay.
With Pastor Nathan, so you can be able to share it. It's going to be at the Sheraton from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
All right. Sheraton downtown, August 11, 5 to 9 p.m. We shall keep talking about that. We get towards the date. Okay. Anybody else with a question here? Would like to ask a question on what you have heard? Go ahead.
Guide us here, Minnesota.
Go ahead, Pat.
Based on the investment and everything they are talking about, I have a question. Is there any way to take advantage of, I know where we are in the U.S., it's a rich nation. Sometimes there's a way you can invest in things that are offshore. Do they have any leads to that? What I mean is a place like Zambia, you can still invest through the companies that are listed in Canada as stock and stuff like that. Do they guide you on that? Because sometimes you can reach your goal faster than the other side.
Oh, no.
Than here, what I mean. Instead of investing more here, let's say either real estate or something, there might be a country that is rolling over, folding over faster on real estate. So are you just concentrating on the real estate? Like, I know that you said that you haven't yet gotten that platform added in.
No, we
but if it were added already, were you looking aggressively at, let's say, somebody investing in some place which is rolling faster than locally here in the U.S.?
Yes, we do have, first he mentioned about a stock and stuff. We do have ability to get you to invest in the stock on the mutual funds and stuff. And we have, when you come to a company, it's something that is optional to all the members. You have the ability to learn it and get the certificate, which we offer, the certificate of Series 6 and Series 63, that allows you to trade in. Or in the event you don't want to do it, we do have the platform, the system available, or the agent available to support you in that need. And when it comes to the real estate, that is under negotiation for our company to join that mortgage financing department into our platform. It's not finalized yet. By the end of the year, we will have that on our platform. And for somebody that lives, he mentioned Canada and Minnesota. We do have offices in Canada. We do have office in Minnesota. So if you will, please call me at 214 463-9031, and we will get all the information, who you need to contact, who you need to talk to for your financial needs. And in the event you decide to learn it and do it yourself, what are the steps you need to take to do it? And if you want to invest, where, as an insider, when you are a member, you get to see within within World Financial Group, we have over 338 companies worldwide that here in the U.S., in Asia, and in Europe. So they are everywhere, and you will be able to know inside out which company offer. If you're looking to invest, which company offers the better interest rate? Which company can do this, let's say if you want to do investment for just a stock, you see which stock can bring better, all the portfolio, all the information will be available to you. You'll get all this information. So you can call that number and we can do further.
Okay, now, Cosette, like you've rightly put it, excellent question, Titus. Cosette, like you have rightly put it, you've mentioned Europe, and we have people in Australia and Asia who follow this program, who listen to this. So is somebody may not be able to call you. Can you give us another way they can contact you, email, or maybe they can call a UK office, Canada, they can call you easily. Is there a way somebody from Australia can contact you and they're like, I need to get involved in this. What should they do?
Okay, for anybody that is not here in the U.S., that when you contact, they can email me. And the email address is marieyao0303@yahoo.com. marieyao0303@yahoo.com.
Okay, 0303.
And also, they can contact me through WhatsApp or any other ways. WhatsApp and
all right.
Viber, everything through this number there.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so the number is 1214-463-9031. You can WhatsApp Cosette here, or like she says, email address is marieyao0303@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Excellent. So we have a live session coming up for those that live in the Dallas area, August 11, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Sheraton, downtown Dallas. 11 August, I just looked at my calendar, is a Saturday. That's right, Cosette?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. On a Saturday, we encourage everybody in the Dallas area listening. Let's go be part of this and learn some few things. Anybody else with a question before we wind up here? We're getting ready to go to open forum. Anybody with a question? This month of July, we are focusing on entrepreneurship. That's why we're bringing you these programs. And Cosette and Brother Mengistu here approached me and they were like, you know what, our African community, African brothers worldwide, we need to have this information. It's very,
right.
Very important. It's very, very important. anybody with a question here? Okay. I am about to say nothing.
Can I ask
nothing.
You something, Pastor?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm really pleased having me here today because this honor is, I think, about our African people. We are here. We are so many of us here, but we don't work as one nation. You know, we try on our own selves, our own ways. But we are wasting a lot of power, a lot of resources, a lot of, you know, opportunities. So I'm looking forward to have a platform that brings every single African together and under one umbrella. We can work something big and do something big back home because as a continent, look at Asians, how they are doing in this country, how they are doing. I was in Vietnam. And I saw, you know, how their country is changing because these people, they work here. They have a big agenda back home. They come together. They put money aside. They help a lot of things in their country because, you know, financial independence, financial freedom is a priority. We will never be free unless we are financially free. So how can we be financially free? Are we going to be financially free by working long hours, two jobs? No. We have to really understand how the system, this country, working. How are we going to transfer wealth to our next generation? You know, before, when I have my gas station, I was just making a living. But I came here, I educated myself. Now I created wealth that can pass to my next generation. If I die today, I know my family will be okay for the next how many years. So why don't you take it serious here, become as an African, and do something big? That because this is the opportunity we have. Nobody got it. All our brothers and sisters, they are back sacrificing to make, you know, to eat three times a day. But here we have all that opportunity, and we are not working. We are not doing anything here. So I'm pleased. I'm so grateful that I'm here with you today. We have to do this. It takes only one person to change the world, right?
That's what it takes, yeah.
Yeah.
Cosette, Brother Mengistu and Cosette, as you share this information, as you interact within the community, tell me, how has been the response? Why are we skeptical? Why are we skeptical about these things? I don't know what your experience has been in your work with this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The people, they are skeptical because that's how we African nature. That's the nature. Because before we see anything, before we try, we just, you know, we have fear, you know. I have so many challenges when I go to my community, you know, try to educate them.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't give up. I was pushing. Now, we are so many of us here. People, right now, they are seeing the result. Some families was, you know, somebody died from our community, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And normally what we do is we raise money for the funeral.
GoFundMe.
Yes, GoFundMe. But luckily, this person had an insurance with us, and his family got a good amount of money, you know. So people, they want to see like that. They want to prove. How can we prove? Unless we die and show them, right? But still, we have to fight for it. You know, still, they don't get it. We have to educate them. Education will change everything. Now, we are not selling products. We are not selling this. We are educating families how to understand their financial future. So that's why we give all these free workshops, free training. So, and there is a challenge, of course, yes. But we are coming out of that challenge, and every time, every day, every single time, we are adding our campaigners. Now we have, in my community, we have over 1,000 people campaigning for this mission, and we are dominating our community. So far, we put about 130 million worth of protection in our community, you know?
Mm. Okay. So let's again give that information. So the World Financial Group will be holding a live session, information session, on Saturday, August 11th, 2018, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sheraton downtown, for those in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you need to contact Cosette, you can call her on 214-463-9031. That number is also, you can get it on WhatsApp. Those listening in Europe, Australia, and other parts of the world, you can get her on her email. It's mariyaho0303, Marie, mariyaho0303@yahoo.com. Cosette, what has this done for you? I know you're still doing your breeding business, and just share with us how you have connected your family life, your hair business, and also as a marketing director for World Finance Group, as we conclude.
Well, for me, as a business owner with the hair salons and everything, when I came here and I learned these educations, it put a big burden in my heart that my community needed. Personally, what I went through myself, after my accident, I did have life insurance, but it was what kind of life insurance? That time I didn't understand. The life insurance I have, it was only when I died, they'll give money to my family. But today, there are so many things out there that in the event you don't die and you live, what can you get to take care of yourself and get back to your feet? Mostly when we come to African community, they say, oh, no, I don't want life insurance, because you attend that if you have life insurance, they are going to kill you and take the money. It's not that way. Before, that was the old industry. The new industry that we are already excited and we're sharing with our community is that to be prepared, because you can put yourself in the situation that you'll not be dead, but you be disabled for a certain time, and you can use some of that money to take care of yourself and take care of your family. Now, as a hairstylist, I have as the owner of the hair salon, I still manage that hair salon. I still have people working, but this is too much in financial education for the African community. Is very, very important and a burden for me, because now with the education that I got for myself, I can say that my children are protected. Myself, I'm protected. I got 5 kids from age 23 to 3 years old. All of them, everything I've planned for my children. In the event they are going to school, when they graduate from high school, they are going to college, it's funny, it will be available for them to go to school. I can still apply for any school and get a free grant for them to go. You can get $50,000 or $100,000, any amount, depend on what the program you choose, can be available for your children to go to school. My children are protected in that way. In the event one of them is sick, I can take off with peace of mind and take off my children. In the event I'm sick, my children can take off and take off me. In the event I'm prepared in the way that if I'm not there, or if I have to go to any disability in the way I can't talk, my will, my estate, my business, it's all planned in the way that who is going to take over. That's something that the African community, we go through a lot. When somebody
Yeah,
is
that's very true. Yeah. Okay, because that's what we need to... Yeah, I think the people need to attend the...
Vanessa, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is exciting. Actually, this is... Chand, I actually work for World Financial Group. I've been listening to this topic, and I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted to say that, yes, it is. I've seen it. I'm in the inside, not on the outside in the field, but I'm actually inside, and you guys do a lot. And I just want to, what you're saying here, it's true. People need to see inside what happens. It's just not all about life insurance. I'm going to die. There's a lot of things that you can do, and a lot of things that you agents do out there that I've seen. I just wanted to say, as a person working inside World Financial Group, seeing how agents are doing outside, and if everybody listening has an opportunity to go to one of those classes that we're talking about, do it. Because I work inside, and I see what's going on outside. And I just want to applaud you as Africans getting into this, because most of the clients are Asians. And I'm seeing a lot of Nigerians. And
sorry to cut you short.
We are going into
the next segment. We are going into.
Okay.
We need to stop here.
All righty.